You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the e-podcast network. Today, my speech coaching advice revolves around handling stage fright. Every time I direct a seminar on presentation skills for corporations, government agencies, banks, hospitals, and other groups, I begin by talking about stage fright, because I know that's the number one concern speakers feel. Among the tips I share about stage fright, this may be the most helpful one: make the right choice. You see, speakers have three choices when they stand up to speak. First, they can focus on themselves entirely. In those cases, their self-talk goes something like this: what if they don't like me? Did I wear the right outfit, or is this too informal? Sometimes I stammer when I get excited. That could happen right now. Are they paying attention, or do they seem distracted? Well, all right. What's the result of this choice? Every mistake becomes magnified in importance. We get so wrapped up in performance that we forget what we want to achieve. Paralysis by analysis turns us into robotic reciters, not speakers. The speaker's second choice: focus on the audience. To begin with, change your opinion about audiences. Too often, we think of an audience as a room full of critics ready to analyze our every word and gesture. Really, though, the vast majority of listeners are not critics. They're your cheerleaders. They want you to succeed. In fact, they're glad you're the one up there speaking, not them. From experience, they know how uncomfortable an event becomes for everybody involved if the speaker fails. So pick out the most responsive listeners as soon as you can. They're easy to find. They are attentive, usually smiling, and physically alert. Their supportive, nonverbal communication elevates your confidence. Look at them frequently to draw strength from their feedback. Involve the audience when you can. Today's audiences don't want to be passive. Even in my convention keynote speeches, I ask participants to shake hands, raise their hands, stand up and stretch, or carry out brief assignments as partners. Your third choice: focus on the message. Haven't you noticed that when you are genuinely involved in your message, when you are determined to persuade others about your conviction, that speaking changes from a chore to a privilege? Your creativity increases, and you come up with catchy word combinations you had not even planned. Your adrenaline flows, and you become animated on the platform. You're not preoccupied with the impression you're making, yet, amazingly, you become more impressive than ever. Now then, which of these three choices, as a speaker, have you usually made when you faced an audience? If you have selected the first option, you have made yourself highly susceptible to stage fright. On the other hand, when you focus on your audience as a friendly, receptive group of people who want you to succeed, and on your message as a deeply held conviction you can hardly wait to share with others, you will feel competent, confident, and committed. That's when speaking becomes exciting and productive. Thanks for listening to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the ePodcast Network. This is your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network in our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
This is the ePodcast Network.